Learn from top professors on the road or in your home with Learn 25.
Daniel Reisberg is Professor of Psychology Emeritus at Reed College. His numerous publications on the relationship between memory and emotion include the book, The Science of Perception and Memory, A Pragmatic Guide for the Justice System. He has served on the editorial board of several scholarly journals, including Applied Social Psychology and Memory and Cognition. He earned his PhD in experimental psychology from the University of Pennsylvania and regularly serves as a consultant in judicial proceedings involving eyewitness testimony.
Lecture 1. Your Fabulous Memory. People complain about their memories a lot. You hear people saying, "Why can't I remember the names of people I meet?" or the punchlines to jokes. You hear students lamenting that they have a hard time mastering new materials. You hear people complaining that a new procedure they need at work just won't stick in their memories. Here's a different kind of complaint, focused on a memory problem we've all had. You pass someone on the street, and you immediately know you've seen them before. You know that the face is familiar. But you then spend a frustrating hour trying to figure out why the face is familiar. Is it a clerk you've often seen at the grocery store, or someone perhaps you've seen on TV? You're sure the face is familiar, but you're unable to place the face into an appropriate context. Or, as one more example, most of us have had an experience along these lines. You're on your way home from some sort of social gathering, and your partner or friend says, "Why did you say that?" And you insist, "I didn't say that at all." "Yes, you did. I was sitting right there." "No, I didn't." Around and around you go, with plainly different memories for a conversation that happened just minutes earlier. One of you, it seems, must be misremembering. For more than a century, researchers have been studying memory and can offer insights into all of these situations. More positively, the scientific evidence points toward things we can do to make our memories better. Research tells us, for example, what steps you can take to help yourself learn new material. We also know what steps you can take to avoid forgetting things you learned last week or even last year. And if you have forgotten something, research offers some suggestions for what you might do to undo the forgetting. But why should you trust this science? Indeed, before we're done in these lectures, we'll encounter claims about memory based on research that are different from what you might expect based on common sense and day-to-day experience. When that happens, why should you prefer the science over common sense? That's an important issue, and we'll tackle it in the next lecture, exploring how scientists study memory, how they establish their claims, and, I hope, persuading you that we need to take the science seriously. Then, with that foundation, in Lecture 3, we'll talk about the steps of getting new information into your memory, whether you're a student trying to absorb new materials in a classroom, or a trainee in the workplace trying to learn new procedures. Then, in Lecture 4, we'll talk about the problem of forgetting, what causes it, and how to avoid it. Lecture 5 fills in some of the biology, and with that, talks about substances like alcohol that can harm memory, and also asks whether there are other substances, food additives perhaps, that can improve memory. Lecture 6 then confronts the fact that sometimes our memories are mistaken, and we ask how that happens. Lecture 7 pursues that issue by asking how we might spot memory errors when they occur. Lecture 8 asks how the picture changes if you're trying to remember something that's emotional for you, a happy event, or an event that made you sad or angry. Lecture 9 then carries those points to the next level and asks whether, how, and how well people remember traumatic events that they might have experienced. Lecture 10 then takes a different perspective and explores one of the ways in which all of this matters by asking how witnesses to crimes remember what they've seen and asks whether and when we can rely on information that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?